here's a story from The World.
There is a small but growing group of extreme athletes in Sonora, Mexico, and they're pushing themselves to newer heights, surrounded by some stunning natural beauty. Better not be too distracting beauty, because the athletes are highliners. If you don't know, they're walking a tightrope strung between two high, steep cliffs. KJZZ reporter Murphy Woodhouse in Sonora brings us more about these daredevils.
It's mid-morning and warming up in a backyard citrus grove in remote Guasavas, Mexico. The town sits in a river valley flanked by soaring, dry sierras. Using the dirt as a whiteboard, a sizable, motley crew of adventurers, mostly Sonorans, a Belgian, even a ferret named Toto, puts the day's plan together. Their task deserves careful deliberation. It's about safely stringing tightropes across the chasms of Sonora's famed Cruz del Diablo, or Devil's Cross Canyon. These sheer stone walls rise hundreds of feet. To begin spanning one gap that day, they'll use a bow and arrow. Sitting in her tent, 22-year-old University of Sonora biology student Argelia Gil Samaniego is getting ready.
Le he estado dando al highline desde hace dos años.
She's been practicing highline for a few years. It's a discipline of the balancing sport called slacklining that features lines strung dozens or even hundreds of feet in the air. This will be Samaniego's most ambitious effort yet.
Voy con expectativas, pero sin expectativas.
She says she's fine with whatever she can achieve. What she knows for certain is that she's feeling strong and calm. Plan set, the group makes its way up the winding mountain road to the canyon. This will be the second and last full day of preparation for a long weekend of walking the lines. At a popular overlook some 2,000 feet above the valley floor, the group unloads harnesses, packs, food and water, and gears up for the hard work ahead. Abraham Puigfarat is the archer. He wraps a thin fishing line around a short length of pipe, like a fishing reel, so that the arrow draws the line cleanly as it flies through the air. Puigfarat is new to highline. Accompanying him to his perch is the much more experienced Osmar González, known as Pajarito, or Little Bird. Pajarito says he calls the Devil's Cross Sonora's Highline University. Breath-stilled and anchored to a tree, Puigfarat pulls the arrow back and raises the bow. Success. With the thin line across, a thicker one follows, and then, with three teams split up around the canyon, a slow, carefully choreographed effort to move their gear over the abyss.
¿Puedes recuperar?
A moment's carelessness could undo hours of tedious work. With shouts, whistles, and phone calls, they coordinate.
Tranquil.
Knots in the line and other complications frustrate, but the team works together to keep stress in check. Several hours after the arrow, they send the actual line they'll be walking across. It's flat webbing, an inch wide, with another dangling below in case the main line fails.
Una, dos, tres. Una, dos, tres.
They pull the line taut as the daylight starts to fade. In all, they set up three lines over the canyon.
A bow thing. Every little thing's gonna be all right.
With the Bob Marley anthem echoing between the walls, and headlamps and a near-full moon now the only light, Pajarito, the last of the north side team, pulls himself across the yawning blackness.
Creo que al ser tan grande nuestro estado y ser tan joven el deporte.
Back at camp the next morning, Pajarito says that the combination of vast, geographically diverse Sonora and such a young sport means that highlining has a lot of potential.
Te retan demasiado.
The Devil's Cross figures prominently in Sonora's highline world, he says. But its height and shifting winds are a serious challenge. It brings up questions, he says, like, is this really what I want to be doing? Luis Flores loses his balance and plummets before his safety rope catches him. Dangling hundreds of feet above the canyon floor, he gathers himself and climbs back up onto the line. To keep his focus, he sings to himself.
Paso, 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 paso.
And chance, and soon is back on firm ground.
Traigo un choque ahorita.
The shock is still with him after several minutes of cooling down, along with euphoria.
Yo creo que ahí uno se siente vivo cuando está tan cerca de la muerte.
Being close to death, Flores says, makes you feel alive. On a nearby line, Gil Samaniego, the biology student, is finding her balance.
Okay, Angelia.
Her friends help her back to the canyon's edge.
Del 1 al 10, 6.
From 1 to 10, she put her fear at 6.
Pues las vistas, el equilibrio, la paz mental. Que
more powerful than the fear, though, were the views, the peace, and equilibrium, she says.
Es tuyo el mundo ahí.
And the feeling that the whole world was hers. For The World, Murphy Woodhouse, in Sonora, Mexico.